My name is Amy, and I have a new life in Christ. I struggle with control, pride, and using alcohol to deal with difficult emotions. Steve and I got married almost 26 years ago. I expected that marriage would be just another thing in my life that would be successful if I worked hard enough. I approached marriage, motherhood, and my career with the same intensity and focus that helped me succeed as an athlete and later as a college basketball coach. I raced through my calendar, prioritizing success over time with God. The heart behind my habits was not healthy. I worked tirelessly in athletics for almost 2 decades. But unmet expectations, isolation, and exhaustion finally caught up to me. I hit a point where I was even willing to walk away from my 20-year marriage. At the time, I thought there were only 2 options. Divorce amicably or stay married and miserable. I discovered at Reengage, Watermark's marital healing and growth ministry, that there was a 3rd option. God could transform and heal my marriage. And he did. It was a long and painful process, but God changed my heart, and I'm so grateful to still be married today. As God transformed our marriage, we started to spend regular time meeting with a group of Christians committed to helping each other grow in our relationship with Christ. We began serving and Reengage and making significant changes in our calendar, but the storms in life just kept coming. I was so sad when my coaching career ended just a few years later. I was overwhelmed by the grief of losing a job I loved and felt called to do. Before this time, I would occasionally drink alcohol to deal with difficult emotions and issues with my marriage. But when my career began to fall apart, drinking in secret to cope with the pain and disappointment escalated drastically. Eventually, I was drinking every day, multiple times a day. Fear motivated every area of my life. I thought my failures had ruined God's plan for my life, that no one would understand my grief and brokenness, and people would minimize my struggle. I eventually asked my small group for help to start drinking. And on July 23rd, yesterday, I was 2 years and 2 months sober. But God, being rich in mercy because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. Ephesians 2, 4, and 5. Regeneration is a safe place to honestly process your struggles. But I have to be honest with you. I tried to quit multiple times because it was so hard for me to share my struggles. I thought I came to regeneration just to fix my dependency on alcohol, but soon I was examining the heart behind my habits. I discovered the root issues of why I used alcohol to cope. One of the root issues was that I was trying to find my worth in my performance rather than in who God says I am. The second was that I viewed suffering as a punishment from God rather than an opportunity to trust God and to learn more about his character. So repentance for me meant trying to live in a surrendered posture instead of striving. As I surrendered to Christ, my heart and habits began to change. I now seek to surrender my life to Christ day by day, not running to coping mechanisms. But just like I learned with Reengage, walking in God's will for your marriage and for your own life day to day does not keep the storms away. It wasn't long after completing regeneration that my 17-year-old daughter was diagnosed with cancer. As she struggled through chemotherapy and treatments for months, I fought to abide with the Lord minute by minute as I walked the journey with her daily. I desperately wanted to protect my daughter from the effects of cancer, but I could not take her pain away. John 15:5 says, "I am the vine and you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." God carried me and our family through that difficult season. I can see now that he was preparing us all along. I can't imagine what it had been like for my daughter and all of us if we had been divorced or I had been coping with alcohol as she battled for her life. The journey was full of sorrow, but also joy. Praise God that Bryn is now cancer-free. And as I continue to learn to abide in Christ's love as a wife, mother, and employee, I can rest knowing that I do not have to earn his love. I can abide in him as I walk on the journey with my kids instead of trying to control their paths. All five of my children are in different places on their journeys in life, just like Steve and I. My role as their mother is to pray, point them to Christ, and walk the journey with them, trusting God's goodness and timing. If I can encourage you with one thing, it is that God sees the storms ahead. If you are willing to trust him to work in you today, he will prepare you for those storms. If you don't know how to trust him, just ask him and his people for help. He is faithful and he loves you. If I had not asked for help with my marriage or with alcohol use, I would not have been able to be present as a mother and wife for my family during our storms. All glory be to God. My name is Amy. I have a new life in Christ, and I am in recovery from control, pride, and alcohol.